This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, August 10th. Well, pretty quiet day, really, in the cattle space. We were higher in a bull spread type of action. So after a couple days of some pressure, market's getting a bit of a bounce back. For both lives and feeders, however, the market basically was just an inside day at the previous day's trading range high. So even though we were higher, we didn't take out the previous day's high. And the market appears to just kind of be continuing to consolidate. We've been trading in a broad range for a couple months now, and it's a well-defined range. But yesterday's price action, while stronger, and again, in a bull spread type of price action, really didn't have a lot of energy to it. So the downside, I think, is limited. You know, the shorts are reluctant to really lean on this market just because they've not had a lot of success doing so. But at the same time, upside has been limited as well. In the cash trade, we did get some cash rolling in Nebraska around 188 on the Fed trade, dress trade around 297. Iowa, Minnesota saw some dress trade around 292. So on the average, it's looking like USDA is pegging it at 292, which is down 3 from last week nationwide. In the box beef, we were higher. Choice was up $1.13 at 304. Select up 198 at 278. So the spread lost 85 cents. We're sitting at 25.38. Movement was 125 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 122,000 head. So for the week, we're at 369,000. That's 2,000 less than last week and just 1,000 less than a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 6. We're sitting at 244.96. So again, fairly quiet trade. Box beef holding together pretty well, stringing a couple days together where it's been slightly higher. So we are seeing, I think, solid demand. It's really not a lot of changes. Consumer demand has been pretty much rock solid, especially during a summer where it's been so hot. Normally you see beef consumption drop, and that's what creates these summer seasonal lows. But frankly, that just hasn't happened. Box beef has held up very well through the summer. And, you know, we're working our way through this normal negative seasonal pattern without a lot of scars to show for it. You know, the market has been flat. Cash has been flat. We're trading in a range on the futures at all-time highs. You know, it's not showing any signs that the market's buckling or that we're running into serious headwinds. It's just is the market that is holding together very well. And again, I think as we get into the fall and into early winter, normally that's a pretty strong seasonal for prices to move higher. So I would expect you're going to see that. And what we're seeing here, this sideways pattern, is forming a base from which the market will start that next leg up. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.